Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show on BBS Radio. If its internet radio had a name, it's BBS Radio. This is the number one worldwide internet talk show network on the planet, and this is the number one Dr. Fred Bell talking to you. Steve Barish is going to join us tonight, and then the rest of the month we're going to be featuring some of the most brilliant people on the planet working with sound and healing music, because we're all going to be up in San Francisco in May 11th and 12th. That's on the website. One thing I wanted to talk about for a few seconds before I bring Steve on is time. As you know, as everybody notices, I'm sure, that's in the know, the time has definitely appeared to speed up. But what happens is when we rotate around the Pleiades every 26,827.5 years, we go through what's called the precession of the equinox. And in so doing, the vibratory frequency of the illusion, this consciousness that we call the illusion, the hologram, takes a certain amount of time to reach our souls, and then from the soul energy to come down into physical form. And so up until now, the energy has been kind of sluggish, you might say, from the soul to the human form because of the consciousness and the vibratory rate, the atomic rate of the atom structure itself has been lowered. But as we move around the Pleiades and we enter into what's called the Aquarian Age, the vibratory rate increases. When the increase takes place, our perception is much more alerted. And this is like the forefront or the front doormat for immortality, what it's really going to be like when you approach that vibratory frequency. However, when you look out there and you see stupidity on the rise, and it becomes blatantly, glaringly stupid, before it might have been slightly tolerable or tolerable, but now it's blatantly stupid. For example, the way the Bush administration runs our country, because everybody and their brother knows it's all about the oil people. Everybody knows that. And as a result of that, and this higher frequency, maybe the Bush family doesn't quite understand the vibratory rate change, but I guarantee you people in NSA and other places do. So what's happening now is we're having a much higher dispersion of ELF around this planet. And what's the first thing that ELF does? It produces free radicals. And what do free radicals do in the human body when the acid levels are too high and the alkaline levels are too low? It gets sick. What's the number one disease of choice for high pH people that have a low resistance? Cancer. And I'll bet you every one of you out there now is astounded by, because probably every one of you that knows anyone else has cancer in their family or the relatives of their friends. And to top that off, very soon now it'll start happening. You're going to see all kinds of brain tumors showing up from cell phone radiation. Now, because we're about 10 years into extreme cell phone use, and most people are very acidic in the first place. And so as a result, on top of the ELF, the cell phone energy is literally going to create tumors in their head. It's probably about 2 years away before it starts to really show up. But when it does start to show up, it'll be massive, because cell phones now are approximately in high rate of circulation 11 years. Okay, and then just about everybody's brother probably got one around 1999, 2000, and it really took off. That was 7 years ago. So the maturation for cancer is 12 to 18 years. So 16 years of using a cell phone and your pH is wrong, you're going to be pretty much on the books for expecting cancer. If you notice now, the AIDS discussions aren't even worthwhile anymore. It's all about the cancer. In other countries, AIDS is a tremendous problem, for example, Africa, because they don't have a lot of cell phones there anyway. There's a lot more than there were, but still, age is a big thing because their cell phone sojourn is just recently getting there. Now, getting back to the time continuum that we're talking about, people that can handle the enhancement, the enhanced frequency vibratory change, won't have to worry about the diseases, and I'm sure that they're watching their diets, they're avoiding meat like the plague, drinking lots of water, and obviously using anti-ELF devices, which are somewhat necessary. It's like, why did the Roman army carry shields and swords? Well, you know, they couldn't conquer nations without shields and swords. And we sort of need shields and swords now to deal with these massive amounts of integrity-blocking vibratory rates that they're trying to put on people. We notice, for example, when we use a Pyridyn Star Orb on a refrigerator, we love to hear the comments, oh my God, our food doesn't go bad anymore. And these are people that eat horrible food, and they have junky food in their refrigerators, but even that lasts a long time. So, I mean, it's a massive shift that we're going through. The next thing that happens now is that it appears that there are a lot of UFOs and flying saucers coming here. Just about everybody I know is sending me pictures of sightings. But what's happening is they've always been here. They've been here forever. There are bases here that have been here for thousands of years. But what's happening is that the vibratory rate is speeding up on light itself, and these machines are starting to reach the edge of their cloaking ability, so they're starting to pop up all over the place, even though they've been here for a long time. And I know all of you watch the History Channel and all these other channels, and you'll see that the ancients are drawing these flying saucers and UFOs in stone. I mean, it goes back a long ways. But because the vibratory rate is up, then it happens. The next thing that is happening is the Stargate now starts to open in areas that are that is possible. What a Stargate really is a gate that the whole entire planet will go through at one point in time. Everybody on this world will go through it. But the bottom line is it doesn't just open up everywhere because it won't swallow idiots. You know, it's kind of the reverse of what the Christians call the rapture, because the reverse is usually what happens when you get too involved in religion, because religion takes you to a blind alley eventually. So anyway, the vibratory rate is changing at such a rate. Now the Stargates are open, and it's really cute because on YouTube, if you go to YouTube and type in Dr. Fred Bell, we actually filmed a Stargate. It was highly edited because the guy whose name was Martin Sargent that came down here, he's an old friend of mine. We were working with Paul Allen, Vice President of Microsoft, a few years ago, on a television series called G4 Tech TV. And I was one of the stars. I myself and Ken Norton and a few other celebrities were regulars on the show, and it was a lot of fun. But the show, which on a channel network, the channel lineup network, G4 Tech TV, is up with 356 and Fox News up on the channel lineup on the cables and satellites. And so what happened was our Martin Short show was actually upsetting the ratings of G4 Tech TV's other programming, and we were absolutely getting the highest ratings possible. The show was called Unscrewed. You can look it up on the internet. And so anyway, Paul Allen came in one day, and I was there, and he fired 60 people on the spot who had just moved down from the Bay Area because their show was too successful. And so, and I'm going to have my Hot Rod to Hell tonight. We're going to sound on that a little bit more. But meanwhile, Martin came down here, and we made that as a spoof, but he actually, if you look at the end of the video, he's visibly shaken because he collapsed in the Stargate. He tried to act like it didn't happen. The producer who came down here with him of that show, he's one of these old Hollywood producers, cigarette in one hand, coffee in the other, nonstop, 24/7. So his and way overweight, so his vibratory rate, he's a sweet guy but could not get into the Stargate. But when he saw Marty go through that Stargate in the living room here, he really wanted to get in there. He couldn't believe it. And Marty had planned all day long to fake it, but he couldn't fake the fact that he fainted. And so when he made his final closing comments on the YouTube thing, which all of you probably want to listen to or look at now that you've heard me about it, I've sent a bunch of it out to my friends, you look how visibly shaken he is. So Martin is a great guy, and we were having a real... I love to make this serious stuff humorous. That's one of the things I really enjoy doing. And if people want to make fun of me, that's just great, because I found that publicity, whether it's good or bad, is just what it is, publicity. And it's fun. And I always tell Marty, and you'll see, he'll probably have his own show again on mainstream TV pretty soon. He's a brilliant host, very intelligent guy and a sweet guy. I always tell him, you know, he's like Conan O'Brien on steroids. So that's what's going on out there. That's what the YouTube thing is all about. It's getting thousands of hits daily now, and that's neat. And we're just moving forward. And tonight, Steve and I are going to talk, and those of you that have your cameras, I'm going to be able to hopefully demonstrate the new receptor and the new projector, because the ones that you wear around your neck have been totally redesigned to go with the higher frequencies that are now necessary to continue to stay clear of the BS that's coming from all these intelligence and governmental agencies that try to get you to the drugstore to buy all your Xanax and your Effexor and all these stupid chemicals. That's where they want you to go. That's the intent. And, of course, you know, cancer itself, for years, one out of four people in our society was working in the automotive industry. The cancer industry is got a higher volume of employees than that. So with that, I want to welcome Steve Barish on the phone. How are you doing, Steve?
Very good, Fred. How are you doing, buddy?
Oh, good. It's been a little
doing
cloudy
well
out here lately, but not too cold.
Yeah.
What have you
I was
been
listening
doing?
To your... your comments on the consciousness, I think you're so on.
Yeah,
you're still
I
on
try to be. Yeah,
yep.
It's really
yep.
happening
yep.
like I'm describing it. I feel. That's the way I see it anyway, you know. It's
yeah,
really
consciousness
clear.
Is really interesting.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's really
yeah.
interesting because our consciousness is being raised right now, and I believe that your new necklace is actually matching the new consciousness that's coming on the planet.
Yeah, and what's really interesting... what's really interesting, I'm working with some new, and by the way, when we get to talking here, you people listening out there, don't forget to use the fast chat. I'll be monitoring that tonight in a few minutes. What's really, and those of you right now that have the live TV link that's on the front of BBS Radio, I'm going to put the nuclear receptor up there. Oops, I don't know if you can see it or not, how this camera's going to show it. Maybe it doesn't show too well because it's dark in here. Anyway, some friends of mine, the Paradigm is in a major expansion mode right now, for those of you that are not aware of it. A big, big, big worldwide expansion. We're going to be opening up some satellite stores very soon, probably in Las Vegas for and maybe down in South Beach, Florida. That doesn't seem... The energy, Steve, the energy is so high. This is no kidding. The energy is so high on this piece that it just comes out as white light on the camera. All I can get is white light on. I'm trying to focus, you know, get a show this piece. It's just mm-hmm. shooting white light out of it. It won't even photograph. How's that for a problem? I can't get a video image of it because I'm right here because of this white light. I'm even shining a flashlight on it. It is not going to happen. And you should see it. I mean, it's too bad. The projector that I'm holding that doesn't have the bridge on it is shooting rays out of it. Blue rays are shooting out of it. They're hitting my flute in the background. It's beautiful. This blue light is coming off the receptor, Steve, and you can see that on the video camera. Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
I mean the projector. And the receptor, I'm holding it up. It's changed a lot, too. If I can get that. Nope, it's not going to happen. That's totally amazing. Bit up in the focal length of the camera, it won't focus. Isn't that funny? Wow. Anyway, we're having a real interesting show. Trying to focus this camera a little bit more. Almost got it now, a little bit there. No, it's not going to happen. Sorry. You know, I'll put that up on the BBS website. Well, I'll do a photograph of the new image. But these friends of mine are, I didn't know, you know, it's like good things come to you in strange ways. And I met this jeweler guy who has this huge family of manufacturers up in Los Angeles, and for me to walk in and get things produced, it's almost an uphill battle because everybody down here is overworked in the production area. These guys saw the receptor and projector, and I explained to them where I'd always wanted to take it, you know, and they understood it. And it costs about $5,000 to make a CNC, etching that you can actually do your gold and silver casting in. It's about $5,000 a piece is what it costs. Wow. And I don't know, want to tell you how many of these molds they made before they got it right, where they liked it and I liked it. About 4 or 5 of them, just to get the receptor where it is brilliant. It is such a beautiful piece, Dale. And we've changed the bridge. You can still get the old ones for a while, but not much longer. We've changed the bridge. Instead of having round diamonds like we used to have with little spaces in between them, there's one. Basically, it's one diamond from the edge of the receptor to the front, to the middle stone. It's one solid diamond, and it's made in such little. It's made in sections in what's called a Marquise cut, but it's actual solid piece of diamond going all the way up. And so what that does, it amplifies that stone, that center stone, tremendously, which then sends the energy back, radionically to the human aura, which then immediately locks into the hydrogen atom, and it grabs the hydrogen atom. I mean, this technology has gone. I mean, when people, outside people that I just meet, spend $50,000 to $100,000 on a mold to make it right, and I haven't even placed an order with them yet. I mean, a few I have. That's amazing. I mean, I'm actually seeing the industrial side of America now cooperate with Pyridine, making it possible to do things we could have never done. And on the projector side, where at the top and the bottom, there was like a three-sided pyramid before, but it didn't have the right definition and focus. So now that's been lifted, and that's called a Venusian, Andromedan, or a Pleiadian pyramid. It's a three-sided pyramid, and it somewhat resembles that pyramid on Mars, energy-wise. And what it does is it stimulates the mind. This is a mind-stimulating device. There's one on the top and there's one on the bottom, and directly above it is a gemstone. But before, the old projector did not have the modifications in the finality that this one does, and this is a whole other thing. Then where the chain hooks on both of them, you used to have a little round ear. That's gone. There's no set geometry anymore. We have two 52-degree angle pyramids on each ear of the receptor and the projector. So now you have two pyramids. And what I'm able to do with the projector, Steve, which is really interesting, without the chain on it, I can actually hit the acupuncture points because this pyramid comes to a peak. You know what I mean, where you put the chain through?
Yes.
A perfect peak, and you can go down the meridians with it, and then you get a rush off of it without a chain on.
I think we're going to probably sell my new one.
Yeah, I think we're going to be selling this thing without the bridge, like we sell the receptor without the bridge, and we call it I think we're going to do the projector that way too. It won't have the same effect, but it's great for meridians. I mean, you put it in your hand and you put those pyramid points into your palm, and my God, it's a rush. You know, you put it on your forehead. It's between the points where the chain is, for example, you know, the chain, it's about 1 inch. Okay, it's exactly 1 inch between the two. So when you put that on your forehead, you've got 2 points of acupressure, and you put it up on your third eye, and it just lights up. I mean, this is really trick. I mean, I'm learning so much. And the other thing on both pieces, we always had a problem, and you know this, Steve. You know, as the pyramids get smaller towards the center, they lose focus. You know what I mean? They're not as perfect anymore.
Yes.
You've seen that, right?
Right. Yes.
Okay. On this, with a magnifying glass, like it's called a loop, the jewelers use, the way down on both pieces, all the way down, smaller than the normal eye can see without help, the pyramids are perfect. Now, that's scary.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, perfect.
That's beautiful.
All the way down.
When you had the what I was doing was focusing in on your hand when you put the projector in your hand.
Yeah.
And you have quite a chakra. Everybody has it. But what's happening now, and I noticed with the nuclear receptor and the projector that I've been wearing, is that your chakra in the hand can actually be dialed.
Yeah.
In other words, it actually moves. It moves left and right. And with this new nuclear receptor, what I'm seeing is actually a lot of blue light coming from your hand.
Wow. Well, it's really funny. I have before on camera put the receptor on and shown people through the video camera on the internet. I've shown them stuff.
Right.
These two won't. They're too bright. It's the darndest thing I've ever seen. You know, it's just.
Well,
amazing.
it's really interesting because what I'm seeing is the violet light, the ultimate violet light that comes through the top of your head is coming through the top of your hand.
Wow.
And it's very deep. It's very multidimensional. So whatever you've done with this new piece is really incredible.
Yeah, and
it's
mad at these guys because we had orders, and you know, and we wanted to get production going with this new mold, and they kept saying, you know, we're going to get it done. We're working on it every day, but it's taking longer because it's a little bit difficult, and we want it perfect. And you know what? The wait was worth it. And I've heard that from other manufacturers. I must have 30 companies building my products right now.
That's
and
incredible.
I've heard all
now,
kinds
what
of, and these guys
what,
are
what
for
I'm,
real. They put a product
seeing,
ready to rock and roll. Yeah.
What I'm seeing right now is your right hand is actually opening up to a completely different type of universe. I've never
yeah,
seen
it's actually
that.
Right next to the nuclear receptor, which is laying down, and I'm not wearing
yeah,
it right
it's,
now.
It's,
trying to show
it's really
I'm gonna
incredible.
Wear it. Yeah.
It's really incredible, Fred. I'm watching your hand. It's just really incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
that's
anyhow,
wild.
You know, now you are, you are starting to, you know, really get into this stuff. I mean, last couple 6 months, I think you've reached a whole new level. Yeah,
yes.
I guess you're getting a little bit more persnickety now about your clients. You're not just taking clients on like you used to. I guess you're more fussy about that, right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So what's been happening out there in the healing world since you haven't
well,
been a
I
month
think,
here? Yeah.
Yeah. What's been happening, Fred, is that the energy is becoming so powerful.
Yeah.
That the chakras are opening up a lot more. So in other words, what I'm doing is actually scanning the people maybe about 4 feet above their body and actually watching multidimensional levels in my room with the projectors on the walls. So
right.
In other words, I'm actually seeing light coming from the projector into a ball of light in the center of the room. And that ball of light is going into the chakras and it's opening them up to a completely different dimension. So whatever is happening in the universe, these projectors are really working. They're really working overtime.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, I don't know if you noticed, but last week was all of last week, too, by the way, and actually a few days before that. I don't know what planet is in what, or Mercury usually is in retrograde, but there was a huge consciousness shift, and all the idiots fell asleep. I mean, they literally fell asleep. And the enlightened ones, the more aware ones, I would say, got caught in sort of a stupor. It was real interesting to see that. I don't know if you saw it on your end or not, but I sure saw it out here. You know, did you see anything like
well,
that?
Well, yeah, it's, we talked about this before, is don't allow the outside forces to overrule the inside forces. And once we stay inside, we're okay, but, you know, we all seem to make that mistake of looking outside sometimes and getting ourselves in trouble. But
yeah.
I think... what's happening now is that the force, the inner force of our own body is becoming so powerful that the molecular and the atomic structure is really changing in our body. I've noticed that when I'm working on people that they have more of a more color. In other words, I'll tell my clients that when they go outside, they'll be able to see light. They'll be able to see colors even more clear. And
right.
It seems to be working that way. So there's a lot more happening. Peripheral vision is changing. I think about a month ago we had somebody on, and she had a problem with her eye, and she was seeing some light in the eye after being blind for so many years. I forget who it was, but do you remember that? I think about a month ago
I do.
But anyhow, there's a lot happening. There's a tremendous amount happening out there, and I notice it in my room, especially with the projectors. And I've got 4 projectors in there, and I've noticed shifts like crazy. And we were discussing a while ago about my room actually disappearing.
Yeah.
And actually seeing nothing but it looked like heaven on the 4 walls, and all I was seeing were the two stones in the projectors. And they were really lit up, and the whole room was lit up. Everything was gone, except for those two stones.
Actually, eight stones.
But we were talking about.
I was just going to answer. I got the fast chat wouldn't work, and now it's working. And Steve in Ohio says he's placed an order for a projector 3 weeks ago for a nuclear receptor. Will it be a redesigned one? And I would say probably so. I hope, and if it's a silver one, I'm pretty sure it will be. If it's a regular one, we won't redesign the inexpensive ones because they are just, you know about the inexpensive ones, right, Steve? The ones we sell for a couple hundred dollars. Yeah,
yes.
That's just to get you into the energy and let you feel what it's like not to have EOF and have radiation removed from your body and a small detox and your consciousness raised a little. That's what they'll do. But we won't redesign that because it's probably in the casting process you can't get the clarity. This is a machining process now. It's a whole different deal than what we used to do.
Right.
Yeah. So hopefully Steve from Ohio went ahead and ordered one of the better ones, but they're not that much more money. Yeah.
What do you think about?
I know you're my age, and what kind of, you just bought a new car, right?
Excuse me.
You just bought a new car, right?
Yes, I did.
But it had when you were a kid, a teenager, right?
Yep.
And
go ahead, friend.
So anyway, So what do you? So what? So you're sort of going backwards in time. You're kind of going back and regaining your youth, aren't you?
Yes, I think it's a lot of fun. I think it's really, really a lot of fun to do things and recapture your youth. I know that we're both old-time drag racers, and we've talked about that many, many times. You're a NHRA record holder, and I'm an IHRA record holder, and I think we've had a lot of fun talking about that over the years.
Which one would be the better record holder, an IHA or an NH? Which one do you think?
Well, I think they're both about the same.
Oh, okay. I've got to make a testosterone. Seeing as we're teenagers, I've got to get the testosterone comments in,
I was 18 years old when I broke the record, and I think you were pretty young, too, when you broke
the record. I was 22. I think I was
about
in the Air Force when I was 18. They wouldn't let me near a car. I was riding motorcycles, and they were trying to arrest me all the time. The air police were to get me off the motorcycle, and every time they'd pull me over on the base before they kicked me off the base, all the bases I got kicked off of, not for speeding, just for riding a motorcycle because I was, we spent $1 million on your education here, and I heard that a lot, and I don't know if I guess it was worth $1 million, but to them, to me, I learned more, goofing around later, but I had a hell of a lot of fun in schools. So I loved the schools in the military. They were a blast. You could just do all. We had laboratories. We could play with stuff. But anyhow, I got motorcycles, and I rode. I think at least four different motorcycles yesterday. I've been so busy with the BBS and my book and the music thing I'm getting ready to do on May 12th, and that I haven't had time to. Yeah. I've got all these motorcycles. I never get to ride them. So yesterday I said, okay, time out. And I took them all out. As many as I get out and ride, I go around the block on a different one.
I
found out that my Ninja, I have a ZX-12 Ninja, I can't ride that anymore. I bought that back in 2000 as a collector's piece. That was 7 years ago, right? I bought it brand new.
Right.
And, it's a 200-mile-an-hour bike. It's heavy. It's top-heavy. And I don't like it. I got the old Harley out, which is twice as heavy but lower to the ground, not one-tenth of the power. And I just had a blast on the Harley. But that darn Ninja... I just don't think I'll be riding that anymore. It's only got 500 miles on it in 7 years.
That's fantastic.
And the other cars, my sports cars, I've got that 900 horsepower thing that I've had for 20 years I've been building this car. As a matter of fact, Jeff, what's his name, on the show, he has a show just before Don and Wynn show. And by the way, hi, Winfrey. I know you've been listening to my show and I've been listening to yours. He's the show before... Jeff is the show before the Don and Wynn show and then my show. Jeff, when he was a kid, now check this out, when Jeff, the guy that has that show, was a baby, he helped me build the first, he put the first paint job on that car when he was just a teenager. Now, doesn't that suck?
Right.
That's how long I've had that vet. I've been building that thing, and my God, is it beautiful now. After 20 years, been in nothing but the shops for 20 years. You ought to see it now. It is.
Wow.
That'll win some shows. The guy says if you get traction, it'll do a full-on wheel stand, both wheels way up,
That's incredible.
He says it is bad dog. you know. So you're going to have to bring your little hot rod out here, and I'll get mine out and have this little race.
Have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I've got to tell the people that I've been using my nuclear receptor. I've got a 18-karat gold nuclear receptor with the diamonds as a bridge, and it's really, really powerful. I can't even imagine what the new one feels like. I mean, I can feel it, you know, where you're at, and I can feel it doing something multidimensionally. I can't wait till I get my new projector.
Yeah, no, it's going to be coming, you know. It's coming.
Yep,
it's funny how you sort of lost your old one. It kind of got stolen.
Yep.
And we won't go into that story, but fact is, you know, I know you need to get that master crystal, and that's very important so that you can, because it's like a battery for your system, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And I think that possibly the fact that you didn't have that master crystal might have had to do something with that strange karma you went through in losing that projector.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now wait a minute. Hold on. I got a Melissa. Hang on. We're doing a live mic tonight.
Oh, wonderful.
Melissa says, why do you associate different colors for the chakras than the traditional systems do? Do you want me to take that, or you want to take it first? That's a good question.
Well, I see. Yeah, it's a very good question. I see the chakras as diamonds.
Right.
The chakras actually take on all the colors. I think at different levels, you see chakras at different levels. It becomes a point when the chakras become very, very clear.
Right.
I think at lower levels, you'll see them in different colors. I think at higher levels of consciousness, you see them as a diamond, or you'll see them as
crown chakra. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And I think also is that when you go through the chakras, I've taken people through the chakra out the other side of the chakra and see the entire universe. So there's different levels that you can deal things on. And I'm not saying that anybody that can see colors and that's where
you're coming from way out there, and most people are coming from way in there, you know.
Right. So
you have a different approach.
I'm
one of these from the ground up kind of guys, and you're one of these kind of cosmic guys that played around on the ground and racing, and that really didn't matter. I mean, you're way beyond me, you know. I mean, you really are.
Well,
let me ask
important
now too, and I'm going to go right to where she's coming from, and that was a beautiful explanation. And where I'm coming from with it is this: when you get up in the morning, okay, the sun is coming up, and the color of the sun is a kind of a, not like the sunset, it's a little more golden, okay? And it turns on the you're on the astral plane. Most people are on the astral plane having some form of dream previous to a sunrise, unless they have a bunch of chemicals in their system and they won't sleep till after the sunrise, because then the body has to detox and then they'll sleep. But anyway, the sun rises and that stimulates the first level of consciousness, which is the will. The will brings you from the astral plane like it's like you just got yourself, you're a fish and you're being reeled in by the earth. You're waking up now and you're going to wake up. You're not swimming in the astral pond. You're waking up. And so you're waking up on the earth. And as you wake up on the earth, you're going to start your day. Okay. Midday, the energy is more green. Sun's, high above the head, usually depending on what latitude you're in. So you're in a solar plexus mode now. You're belting out energy and you're taking on energy. And so that's a good energy. That's the yellow color. And then the sunset goes down. We see the violets and the deep greens and more violets. Now we're in the base of the spine. We're getting up on the astral plane. Okay, so what I'm describing here is that there's a color shift all through the day in the universe, and that includes the hydrogen atom of the body. Remember, you're made of oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, carbon. So the hydrogen atom is shifting with the planetary energy. Okay, now, what is a chakra? Okay, a chakra is a part of the central nervous system where there is a huge fusion of nerves that are hooked with muscle tissue, and they either contract or constrict or relax the endocrine glands, of which there are seven, which then release hormones out causing your consciousness, like will, love, compassion, you know, all those feelings, sexual energy. So if you were to take the color spectrum, the way the color is laid out in the old traditional metaphysical books, it's static. It's not dynamic. Mm-hmm. At one point in the day, they're absolutely right, maybe for an hour, but the rest of the time, they're constantly changing. So there is no top or bottom. And what I've done, and the way I've presented it in all my books, is I present it in such a way that you can go up or down in the colors, because remember, the hydrogen atom is part of your central nervous system, which is part of mm-hmm. your chakra system. And if it's shifting in color all day long, then the chakras themselves are shifting in color all day long. That's what
constantly.
Happens. Yeah, constantly. And so what happens, what Steve is saying now, is that pretty soon they're automated, they're orchestrated. So now this is called Royal Samadhi when you reach that. And so what happens is now you get the colors. Now, if you take a rainbow and spin it, what are you going to get? You're going to get white, right? That's when you, mm-hmm. when you take a rain, you know, take white light and break it down, you get seven colors. When you spin it up again and bring it up into a rotational speed, you're getting white light. And so Steve's coming from over there, the white light gang. That's all, and that's how it works. That makes
right.
sense.
I think after absolutely, I think when you spin it even faster, it becomes very transparent.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
well, yeah, yeah. That's called stealth,
right.
And that's where these ships. Now, that's right, right. exactly where I came in on the program tonight.
Right.
You know, I was saying that the ships are there all the time, but we're now becoming aware of seeing them because their cloaking devices are becoming discovered by our own consciousness.
Yes. Yes.
Now, there's many
yes.
ships that are seeing the big motherships that we have pictures on the BBS radio website in my section. Those are
right.
not sitting all the time in one place, and when those things come down, they are cloaked too. And so there's some of them
yes.
sitting around that would wipe out the horizon. You know, if they were to become uncloaked, and consciousness
right.
hasn't reached the level yet. But
right.
we are.
Right.
Our military, our newest camouflage stuff, allows light photons to pass right through objects now, so we have invisibility now, physically. We have it. I mean, the object
incredible.
Is there. It's hard if you run into it, but you won't see it.
Yeah.
So even our own military technology is abreast of what is going on.
Yeah. That's
cool,
incredible.
Huh? Yeah.
That's really cool.
I
think the cool
happening.
Thing is, yeah, I think the cool thing is your new devices. I think they're going to be absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, well,
because I've been using these the nuclear receptor for so long. And,
yeah, you have. You're an old receptor dude, man.
Yeah,
you're an
and,
old receptor dude. That's okay. Now you're going to get the new one soon.
Yeah, and I can't wait until that comes in because the if I can see the energies the way that I'm seeing now, it's just going to be a little bit more powerful, maybe even a lot more powerful. And
yeah.
I think that we're going to be dealing with a whole different level of energy that that'll be so dynamic, we won't even be able to put a name on it.
Yeah, I agree with that. And speaking of energy, here in the temple where I live, which is on virtual camera all the time, the energy always changes. And people notice I have two paintings. They're Dorian Gray. Paintings that Sannyasi and I did back in 72 or 73 at my
mm-hmm.
house on Nestall Road. And I took a new painting on the right. The one on the right has been replaced by a new one that was down in the studio, which has an entirely different vibratory rate. It is basically looking at where the area of the base of the brain. It's the energy going into the silver cord. And it's all there on the wall now, and it changes at night. People can watch it. So we made that change, and that painting has never been there in that living room. In that, well, actually, it's a temple area. It's never been there before. I was told by the extraterrestrials to bring it out and put it on camera for the world to see. So I think it's so cool that, you know, we're now starting to be able to share physically that Sannyasi and I did. You know? So anyhow, go ahead. What's happening?
I think the important thing is that... you know, we're all told about the silver cord, that when you're in meditation,
right.
You can't go any higher than the silver cord. And my teacher, my master, actually told me to cut the cord.
He told you
and
what?
And I think that was, he told me to cut the cord, to cut the silver cord.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's
and,
good, yeah. But be careful,
and,
try to, you'll be like Yogananda and you'll leave your body permanently. Yeah.
and
that's
it's been,
what he did, but it's
quite
consciously.
Yeah. It's been really quite interesting. And one thing he always told me was, even if you cut the cord, you'll always come back. And I haven't had any trouble with that.
No, you will. I know you cut the cord because people don't know. You almost died a while back, and we won't go into it, but
yes.
you just had an experience that was a little scary.
Yes. Yeah.
So you put your body where your mouth is. I've seen you do it.
Yes.
So let's, now we got you on the air here. We got a few, little while, yeah. Why don't you put your phone number out there, because people want to probably get a hold of you. And tell
sure.
everybody, the new listeners. We get a lot of new listeners every day, especially in overseas, which may not do you any good. You never know. But and of course, Tan Talk Radio down there in Florida. You know, I forget my Florida buddies. We got radio stations all over down there that play us.
Terrific.
Tell people about what you do. All the new listeners.
What I do basically is that I do massage, and I've been doing energy work through massage. I've done about 14 years of massage work, and I've done basically 1,000 massages a year, and each one of them is with energy work. So I've done basically around 14,000 massages in the last 14 years.
That's quite a few.
Yeah.
You get in touch with the body, I would
say. Excuse me?
You can really get in touch with energy. I mean,
hello?
I think your bodies are
healed. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. Dr. Who's Bell.
Hi. Who's calling? Who's our caller here?
This is Gail from Tennessee.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
For both of you guys. When you talk about that the military today have the ability to see the cloaking devices of our off-world friends, it brings to mind something to me that I have a question to ask tonight. Are we at the point that Dr. Von Braun warned us about, that the final terrorist threat would come not from on this planet, but from off-worlders, when in fact they are not our threat, as we all know? So are we at that point, and what can we do to change that? If our military has the capability to see the cloaking and uncloak them out there.
Well, you know, the answer to that is that we're in divine intervention right now.
I can believe that.
And what Wernher von Braun didn't know about, which I knew about, was the extraterrestrial, the good ones. He did not know. He only knew about the grays.
Mm.
And when I would bring that up at NASA about friendly extraterrestrials, I got on the blacklist really quick. They didn't want to hear it.
Oh, I sure did. Yeah.
Yeah. So I really wouldn't worry about it. You got
so
anything to add to that?
Steve
might have. Steve, what do you got to say about that?
I think you're right on target. I think I've had the Andromedans in my room, and they're very friendly.
Yes, they are.
Extremely, extremely friendly.
Most of
they've
them
done
are.
A lot of help.
You ever talk to them about what we're talking about now?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
What do they say?
Remember when they took me to their planet and they made my chakras twice as big?
Yeah.
And they're very, very friendly, Fred. They're the sweetest people I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, they're pretty wise, Thorne.
They're very wise. They're very
it's
wise.
Really how they it's scary to me. It's scary how wise they are. This is my opinion now, and how calm they are, and they have great sense of humor. But you really got to be ready for humor.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they've actually come into my room and actually helped me with my clients.
Wow.
And some of them are really nice. I mean, the big ones are like about 9 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
And the little ones are about 6 feet tall, but they are so friendly. I mean, I've never had a bump in with them. I mean, they've always been right there for me.
Mm-hmm.
It was like they knew what I was talking about, and they just took over. It was really a lot of fun to deal with them.
Yeah, I deal with them a lot out here, and I got a lot of friends that are very, very powerful in our society now that are really on the bandwagon. Now, people, a year ago, I introduced them to this stuff. I never thought they'd really go for it, and they surpassed me now. I'm just blown away. Adriana asked Steve, how can I go to New Jersey and try your room with your projectors? So,
I'm in Rochester,
New York.
You
know? Yeah.
And I've had people come up from Brooklyn and Ohio. And
yeah.
I scheduled a day with them, and we actually had a wonderful time. So if you'd like to call me, I'm more than happy to invite
you
up
number
to
out.
My room. Yes, the phone number at work is area code 585-442-5410. And if you call me, I'm more than happy to make time for a full day, and we can have a lot of fun and we'll do a lot of good work.
Yeah, I know. I know a lot of clients that I've brought to you that have gone up there and had a great time, and then vice versa. You send me a lot of people. And by the way, you guys out there, right up there on that, it says BBS Fast Chat. It's right above that blinking orange light in that recent feedback. I really love this, Steve. These people can just email me, and I can talk and have our guest on from Ohio and all these kinds of things and do it all at once. I got to say, the Newsom brothers really set this radio station up right. You know what I mean? It's really cool. We are number one in talk radio now on the Internet. Can you believe that? People are coming over to us at BBS from the largest networks like America, Voice of America, and all these others are coming to us. And like people from MSNBC are on these networks, and they're dumping them for BBS. And people on Fox News, they're dumping when they're coming over here. Is that cool or what?
Yeah,
and of course we always have Steve Barish on once a month, you know?
That's great. I love being on your show.
Yeah, you've been on a month. But I've had, we're building this this event that you're supposed to come to, this sound healing event. You better show up.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in San Francisco. And actually, you should be speaking there. You know, I can set it up.
Yeah, you were mentioning that the other day when we were talking. You wanted me to give a lecture, so I might do that.
Yeah, I want you to do that. Anyhow, you're going to meet some really cool people.
Yeah.
Coming over from Japan.
Really?
So anyway, what's happening with your clients now? You have clients that have been... Oh, did you give your phone number out?
Yeah, 585-442-5410 is my work number. It's where I do my massage and energy work.
Yeah. I want to make sure your number goes out. You can't give that number out enough.
Right. And we've done a lot of good work in that room. And what I mean by we is that when I put those holographic projectors up, not only were we having the guides in there, but the Andromedans showed up. And that was really a lot of fun for me.
Yeah. Well, I have one particular gentleman that's one of my clients that's pretty much world famous, and he's like I guess you'd call him like more than a billionaire. I mean, way up there. He's like a Branson or a Trump. And by the way, he admires him. This guy is powerful, and I work with him on some really hot stuff, really actual national defense stuff. And when I introduced him, he and I hung out for a while. And then all of a sudden he wanted a receptor, and he didn't know what it was, but he wanted it. You know what I mean? It's like, it's 1080i and I want it. You know that commercial they had? So anyway, he got that, and he wore it for a very short time, and he wanted the projector. I got him the projector. And then all of a sudden he said, I want the whole system. So I took the system over there, you know. He only got two big projectors, but he's finally requested the other two. And which I'll deliver next week. And this guy started having, out of nowhere, did not even believe in extraterrestrials. He believed it was possible, you know. He's like a contactee with the Andromedans. And I'm like, man, and he's beyond me. He's just like, eat me alive. You know what I mean? See, it's so cool. You know, I started telling him about something, that experience I've had with him. Maybe I should relay to him. And he's already relaying it to me about five levels, clearer than I even had it, you know. It's just amazing how this works. And this guy, a year ago, would have not known this from Adam. And if he hadn't come across it, his life probably would. He said he had a very boring life. He doesn't now. Isn't that amazing?
Well, you talk about divine intervention. I mean, you're very good with your stuff.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the Andromedans. You put out a set of these projectors out there, three or four of them out there, and my God, people are having more fun than I am. You know, I got to keep the business running, and I don't get to play like you guys do, you know?
Well, it's so much fun because every day, constantly, the room changes. I mean, it's just the energies just go sky high in my room. As a matter of fact, I have a client, Tom, a very dear friend of mine, who can actually see, he passes my place every day, and he says he can see a 600-foot light that's coming from my room over the top of the trees, and it's just a pure white light. It's almost like a vortex that's coming out of my room, and he can feel it 5 miles away, which is where the expressway is when he gets off the expressway. So
wow.
the strength of it is really powerful.
Does he know where that's exactly coming from? What point in the room? It's got to be coming from a little thing, something the size of a pinhead.
Well, it's actually a lot bigger. It might be a pinhead in the room, but when it leaves...
Oh, yeah, I understand that. That's where you want to put your master crystal. Have you found that point?
Really?
Yeah, that's
really?
Where your master
okay.
crystal goes. Remember Carlos Castaneda?
Okay.
And he used to talk about
yes.
placing your sacred crystals in your room and how to douse your room, you know, your house,
okay.
whatever, to put the crystal in the right place for meditation.
Okay.
He talked about it. Yeah, Carlos Castaneda. It's in the Yaqui Brotherhood. So
wow.
that's exactly what's applying here. Do you know where in your room that is?
Well, the light actually is in right over the table. It's actually in the center of the room.
Underneath the table?
It's about, I think I would put that crystal right under the table.
Yeah, that's, wow.
I think that would really do a job and a half. And I think that would really light up the neighborhood quite well.
You might have to, on some of your clients, you might have to use a lead blanket over the table for a while so that don't absorb all that radiation.
I think what I would want to do is probably use full effect with the master crystal. Because what happens, Fred, is I have the projectors about 6 feet off the ground, and what happens is I have this ball of light in the center of the room, and of course it goes down towards the table and
yeah.
out of the room, and I suspect the best place to put that crystal would be right underneath the table.
Yeah, now let me tell you something. In my old days, back when I was younger, you know, like 30 years ago, hanging out with the Colemans in the Coleman mine, you know, I was just a young guy
uh-huh.
then, 30 years old, we'd go into town and we'd have a few drinks, right, and
mm-hmm.
then we'd come back. And then I go to I stayed at Ron's house. Ron Cole might be in and have a room in his house, or he used to put me up in this beautiful condominium right next door in the hot springs there. I had my own jacuzzi, and I'd be jacuzziing. But the bottom line was, the next day when I'd go down into the mine where this crystal came from, had I drink any amount of alcohol, and any amount means more than 3 drinks the previous night, I'd be feeling okay, no hangover. But as soon as I got down in that crystal mine, it was painful. You might as well.
I can imagine.
You know, it's like when I was really young and I tie one on with tequila, you get up in the morning and you crawl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's my real wild days. You crawl.
Yeah.
Well, when you get down in a crystal mine and say you had 3 glasses of wine and a beer the night before, you're going to crawl. You won't be able to
yeah.
stay down there. The energy is that high, I swear to God. You know, and this
yeah.
is back 30 years ago when I didn't even know much about this stuff. You know what I mean? Iridine was just, we had a couple of pyramids and we were getting a few crystals, you know. We didn't know anything.
Right.
The
right.
company's 31 years old.
Right.
Actually, we're
going
to hit 2. Can you believe this? Iridine has been around 32 years in June.
That's incredible.
Isn't that amazing?
Incredible.
Yeah, now we have a radio show and we blast our ignorance out to the world. It's funny, isn't it?
Well,
that crystal will make
a
big difference in the
yeah,
bottom
I think so.
Of your table.
I think so.
I think you're getting the picture now. I know you've given me
yes,
resistance
Yes, I think
on
I'm
it.
Getting the picture. We've been talking about this crystal.
I'm pushing this thing down your throat, but you're going to take it. If you don't like it, there's a money back guarantee. Not a problem.
Anyhow, yeah, I think.
Try it for a week, and if you don't like it, send it back. How's that?
It'll probably blast the room right to pieces. That's okay.
Yeah,
that's
you're going
okay.
to. You can
always
want this. You
yeah.
know, you go out and get a hot rod sports car to drive around. Well, now you're going to have a hot rod clinic.
Yeah, for sure. I think people need to know about the projectors, that they are really, really powerful. I don't know why God has given me the ability to see the energy coming from these projectors. But let me tell you, the pyramids on the projectors actually have a little white light. Every one of them has a white light, and that white light comes to the center of the room. There's a ball of light in the center of the projector. It's a beautiful ball of light. It's all different colors. And it's white light, but it's different colors, and it's so powerful. Folks, these projectors are real. I mean, they actually work. whatever he has done, whatever divine intervention has happened with him.
I didn't do anything. I'm just an engineer. Yeah.
Excuse me?
I said, I didn't do anything. I'm just an engineer. Another quick question from Sean, then we're going to have to cut this thing off. It says, can Steve help me with manifestation by using his projector room? So
yes.
I know when you put that crystal in, you can, but yeah. Yeah, you can do that. I know you can. But you're going to take on the outside. You already do it anyway, you know. I'm kind of privatizing this temple for clarity, but I think you're doing better with the masses. Maybe I should have a clinic in my living room or something, you know.
Yeah, I think we'll be able to manifest.
Yeah, you're doing good.
There's no question about it.
Give us your phone number one more time, and then I have to do my hot rod to hell, and then we're going to be off the air.
Okay.
That hour was pretty fast.
Yeah, 585-442-5410. The cell phone is 585-746-8321.
That was great. All right, you've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. Tonight's guest was the fabled drag racer, now drag racer again, healer, Steve Barish. And in my closing segment of Hot Rod to Hell, tonight, I am picking on MSNBC, CNN, Fox Media, and all the news networks out there that are putting Rosie O'Donnell and Charlie Sheen down for bringing out factual information about Larry Silverstein saying, let's bring it down at 4 o'clock that afternoon, and then number W7 came down. So anybody, and I'm also angry because if you look at any of the videos that are posted by engineering companies, and at controlled detonation and explosions, you'll see the perfect 45-degree V-cut in all of the 40 main girders in the World Trade Center that were cut unilaterally at once in 30-foot sections so they could load it on the trucks to haul it off. So for that, you know, you spineless people in the news media, that all you want to do is talking heads about the political parties that go on this planet and possibly some young model that dies prematurely, you know where you can go? You spineless, you know what you are? Your people are horrible. Why don't you report on the truth? Because where you're going to go right now, forever, because we're beaming energy at you, is you're taking a hot rod to hell.